This is VOA News. I'm Christina Menenti. Gaza's health ministry says it has begun a campaign to inoculate children in Gaza against polio and prevent the spread of the virus. AP correspondent Lawrence Brooks reports.
It starts a day before the large-scale vaccine rollout and planned pause in fighting agreed to by Israel and the UN World Health Organization. Health workers aim to administer vaccines to some 650,000 Palestinian children as a humanitarian crisis deepens. Meanwhile, Palestinians in both the Hamas-governed enclave and the occupied West Bank are reeling from Israel's ongoing military offensives. The health ministry has said hospitals have received scores of bodies, including 26 who died in an overnight Israeli bombardment and 205 wounded, one of the highest daily tallies in months. Meanwhile, gunshots have been heard and smoke has been seen rising from an area in the West Bank city of Jenin, prompting civilians to flee. I'm Lawrence Brooks.
United States Central Command said on Saturday its forces conducted a partnered raid with the Iraqi security forces in western Iraq in the early hours of August 29th, resulting in the deaths of 15 Islamic State operatives and the injury of 7 U.S. military personnel. Details from VOA's Tommy McNeil.
The U.S. Military Central Command alleged Saturday that the militants were armed with numerous weapons, grenades, and explosive suicide belts during the attack, which Iraqi forces said happened on Thursday in the country's Anbar Desert. The raid killed 15 people. Iraq had earlier announced the raids without saying the U.S. took part. For years after dislodging the militants from their self-declared caliphate across Iraq and Syria, U.S. forces have fought the Islamic State group, though the casualties from this raid were higher than in previous ones. Tommy McNeil, VOA News.
For further news and expanded coverage, go to voanews.com.